Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, they come back from commercial. AD back in the game here. What? What?
Yeah, that was tough.
I said, come on, man.
Why do you think?
I told the wife, why does this always happen with him?
I don't know. Why do you think that is?
I mean, I'm gonna stall him out and show respect and say he's feeling actual pain. I don't think he's necessarily faking these things. He might be a hypochondriac. Maybe that's the case. But
how real do you think the threshold for pain thing is?
Like different people have different higher thresholds. I think
his
it's real.
Could be stunningly low.
That's what I think is going on. That's
what I think just is going could on. Be shockingly low.
Because LeBron damn near breaks his foot almost 15 minutes later, looks at the bench and says, no, don't come out here.
No.
I'm fine. Just keeps it moving. AD, come on, man. I don't know.
Could be LeBron James there. School of Basketball. You know, LeBron oversells. LeBron is like Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan on a night-to-night basis. He's taking bumps like crazy.
He's literally
the strongest dude in the entire league. He's taking bumps like crazy.
That was crazy, though, to see, like, and once again, you don't know what happened. Like, for instance, not saying this happened, but Coach Finch, it didn't look like he, like, took this big collision, but he took the wrong step and he tore his patella. So I'm not a good enough
excuse for Draymond Green, but
well, this guy, and he was out there he was podding again.
He was out there again
doing his thing. But so I'm aware of that and I'm respectful of that. But I was like, oh, AD's down, man, it's crazy. He's hurt again. Let me see the replay. What happened? The replay. I said, oh my gosh, come on, man, why him always?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And then they come from
every
commercial
time.
And he back in the game.
You look like it. I was surprised they didn't give the Earl Hebner X. Like, hey. He's like AD is like the Kevin Nash of basketball. Like, my man just gets hurt. He just gets hurt.
Yeah, well, he came back and it wasn't enough last night.
Jamal just hit a cold little short mid-range bucket. And I think, you know, it's tough with no timeouts. Of course, Darvin Ham's getting criticized for that.
And that's
it's absolutely unfair. It was the right call
I probably wouldn't have challenged it, though.
You were, but he was right, and it was in a tight game in the final minute. Like,
there was still 3.5 minutes left. You don't go down two in that situation. That you got more than enough time. And all that whole situation.
You're going down two when you shouldn't have. Like, I understand
probably should have. If we're being real, like, AD fouled him three times before.
Well, not on the last one.
They were going to do it. I tweeted. I was like, that was a clean block, but he fouled him three times before.
I think
they
only look at the one.
Well, no, they looked at it. And they said it was incidental contact, or it was minimal contact before?
Yeah, that's their new term.
Yeah.
That's
so they saw what everybody else saw, and they said, oh, it was just minimal contact.
That's the new term in the last two-minute report.
But everything that you laid out, you're not wrong, but I don't think it was worth your last time out of your game.
And Charles absolutely used the wrong word in the – like, I know what Charles was trying to say.
Yeah.
But he kept saying clarification like he didn't understand the rule.
Yeah.
When he probably was – what he should have said is, why is this the rule?
Right.
Like, because it was
right.
clear he understood the rule about challenging timeouts, running out, all of that different mm-hmm. stuff. But he kept saying clarification as if he didn't understand what happened. And that confused the rest of the broadcast team. That confused the rest of the inside crew who was explaining to him. No, I understand. When I think what he was trying to say is, why is it this way? If they make a mistake, why is
right.
the coach and the team getting punished
for
it?
Do you think – And I'm like, I'm not acting holier than thou in this situation because I forgot. I don't even know if I was 100% clear on how it worked out. I personally forgot in that situation. You lose the timeout. You think Darvin Ham knew? You think he thought, if I get this right, I'm going to have the timeout?
So here's where I'll stall Darvin Ham out. Whether he did or he didn't, should be inconsequential. He has like six assistants.
That's true.
One of them should have known mm-hmm. because someone on that bench said, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, we all see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike looks, he looks back, and he like starts to make the motion like, do I do it? It's almost like he's about to race somebody. He's like, What? Give it to me. Hey. It does the whole gimmick. But
then when they don't do it fast enough, he's like, hey, what is it?
Yeah, you're right.
What
right.
is it?
So he's looking at someone else. Darvin's doing the same thing, but someone has to be able to relay to him, hey, coach, no. Someone has to tell him at a certain, maybe you have trigger points in a game where you go, we can't challenge
mm-hmm.
moving forward. Like the game's too close regardless of what's in front of us, regardless of what the play is, regardless of what the replay shows, mm-hmm. we can't challenge moving forward.
They
which sucks. Like that's tough.
They would have they get paid to do this. This is their job. This is literally, you talk about six assistants. I think there's probably at least one person where your job is controlling the challenges
yep.
and the timeouts. Like, don't even look at the game. Just make sure that this is on point.
Yep.
So they should know this. I would have forgot that aspect of losing the timeout, even if you're right. That didn't register to me in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you got a timeout to use. You win the challenge, you'll get it back. That didn't register to me. And I wouldn't have challenged. That timeout was too vital for those 2 points with 3.5 minutes left.
Also, not off subject, just veer to the left. What are they looking at? They're looking at like some sort of iPad, I assume.
Oh, yeah, the coaches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, what are they just watching? Mark Jones and Katie? And like,
I don't know.
Mark says the challenge.
That's a good
like what? And there's a. How do they have the game without the delay?
Right.
Like, what are they looking at?
I don't know. Maybe are they filming it on their own iPad? Filming it and scrolling back with the little thing at the bottom.
Do they have the Secaucus like feed on their iPad?
I would assume they got something like that. But yeah, you're right.
I'm
like
fascinated.
They're not watching the.
It's not like they got League Pass pulled up on their.
Maybe they're connected to the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the arena, when they show stuff on the scoreboard, there's no delay there, I don't think. So,
well, no, if you're in the – I would hope not.
Yeah.
That'd be the most bizarre delay in history.
Maybe they're connected that way. I don't know. Somebody needs to answer
that
question,
Yeah, Jody Bacon might know the answer to that. She works down at that table.
Yeah, Jody, no.
Yeah, we'll figure that
out.
But,
yeah, I understand what you're saying. I thought it was too early to use it for – 2 points in that situation.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. It's tough. If you want to be critical of Darvin Ham, like, that's okay. I don't know that I would lead with what happened last night. I don't know that I would lead with that particular moment. There's a lot that goes in there.
People were upset about his use of timeouts prior to that when they, I think, the 8-point lead evaporated in, like, 45 seconds or something like that, and he never called a timeout. He called a timeout when they were down four, I think, is when he used the timeout, which, I mean,
well, it's,
I don't know.
That's been the theme with him all year, right? The management of the game and rotations.
Yeah. So you mentioned something yesterday that I didn't know about until after the show.
Okay.
And before the game, but after the show, you just kind of walked off like, yeah, shout out to Carrie Champion. And I was like, yeah, shout out to her. I didn't see that tweet before. So, and the tweet I'm referring to is she said earlier in the day, she's like, yeah, I'm hearing from a good friend that tonight is the last Laker game for LeBron, or last game now, in purple and gold or something like that.
You know, tell the whole story.
I wish you'd tell the whole story, especially when it talks to Carrie. I love Carrie.
Man. She's one of those ones who is jaw dropping. I want to say she walked it back, but she tried to take some of the steam off of it. Like,
what
in
did
her,
she say? I didn't even
so
say.
Her follow up tweets were, oh, it was just an exchange between friends. It wasn't I'm not breaking news. It was just a feeling, a thought, like that's all it was. Let me find. So she hasn't tweeted a ton. Where did she go? All right. Oh, what was yesterday? Yesterday was the 29th.
Yeah.
Just got a text from my friend. He says tonight is LeBron's last game in purple and gold. What if the Lakers win tonight? I hope the Lakers win it all. Cap, we ain't losing tonight. Well, I hope not. Just got a text from my friend. Oh, so someone quote tweeted her and said, just got a text from my friend. He says tonight is Darvin Ham's last game in purple and gold. She quote tweeted that and said, that could be true as well. Anything could happen. Is this close friend a credible source? You might want to elaborate here. It was a thought, not a fact. Whatever LeBron does with his future, I'm grateful he did it for the home team. Then she writes, love to the seven people who called to say my mentions are a dumpster fire.
Carrie got to know, though. She can't tweet out nothing like that and expect it to go any other way.
She got 683 replies to that tweet.
Crazy.
The tweet before got 15.
That's crazy.
She got 2,400 retweets and quote tweets. The tweet before got 21.
What was that tweet? The one before.
If that is true, I appreciate it every moment. I don't know.
Does she have a tweet before that?
She does. Colin Jost jokes.
Oh, so that one had nothing to do with the tweet before.
No, it had nothing to do with nothing. So, the last Lakers-related tweet, put the broom away. 36 replies, 51 retweets and quote tweets. So, her LeBron last game in a Laker uniform got some traction.
Yeah, I don't know if she had any intention, but I'm sure she can't be surprised about how people responded to that tweet coming from someone like herself.
No, I'm sure they didn't. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't. Like, she knows how this works. She's astute.
So that's why I'm always like, when she hits the follow-up, like, I'm just saying, I'm not saying anything's fact. Come on, yeah. Carrie. You know people going, you know how they're going to take that.
What's Carrie do now?
I think she's got a show on the Black. Oh, I'm not even going to say it. I work for Odyssey.
Oh.
I'll say it during the break.
Okay. Shout out Odyssey. Can't wait for that new TV deal to kick in.
We got a TV deal coming through?
No.
Oh.
Well, if anyone knew like life at Odyssey and the money that could make, people don't even come to work anymore. Look at this place. Look at the one girl that came to work left. She literally like, I'm the only one here. I'm out. This is stupid.
What if we did that? We're the only ones here.
So
we're
I out. Always... I always think about when I see these hoes around here just leaving and just, what if we just were like, you know what? My dog has a vet appointment today. I'm just going to leave for an hour and come back. Just leave.
Just leave. I'm out of here.
They take us for granted.
I'm just going to play post-game reactions on our YouTube feed. Send it over the airwaves, and I'll be back in 13 minutes.
We're going to voice track. That's what we're going to do. We'll come back.
Trista Crick. Oh yeah, Trista's coming through. I want to talk more about the end of this Lakers thing, what it means for LeBron. They were doing that stupid stuff again. As soon as the season's over, Shams got this.
Why
do they keep doing this?
Well, it was Shams, and I don't know the other brother, Javon.
I think he's the guy that.
But.
Yeah, I've seen him before.
But Sam was involved.
But it's not even the writers. Why?
I think I can answer that.
Okay.
We'll do that. When D'Lo and Casey return here on ESPN 1320.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino, live all around the world on the free Odyssey app.
Shout out to our man Eric Crocker.
Crocky, what up, though?
One of the great 49ers reporters who jumped in here on the YouTube chat, hanging out with us a little bit. Crocky, we appreciate you. 916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the conversation. You asked, man, remember you said Crocky might be tuning in because Laker guy?
Yeah, he's here for the postmortem.
He said,
he's here to take his hat off.
Pour out a little liquor. Yeah.
Well, we're over here like the meme with the guys in front of the gravestone, like, hey.
Yeah, man, we got our nerve dancing on anybody's grave.
Oh, we dancing.
Here we are. Well, I mean, so you got to.
We dancing on that.
It's the only way we can dance, so we might as well do it. You asked why all this stuff happens when teams get eliminated. Like, we saw it with Phoenix in the Athletic. We saw it with the Lakers in the Athletic. I'll say a couple of things. One, why does it happen right when they get eliminated? Content. Like clicks, especially. Remember, we might take it for granted. The Athletic is a pay driven site. These guys they're well connected, and this is content, and everyone's trying to take the blame off themselves.
Well, right. So I understand that. That's what I was more getting at. The Shams, the Sam. Yeah. I don't have no. They doing what they got to do. Yep. I hate that the people in the building
to get the blame off themselves
are rushing to do this every single. We talked about this just yesterday. When owners, front office people, all the minority owners, all like, hey, I got this for when the season is all running. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you guys doing this?
Yep.
Every time.
That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why. And I think, you know, when we were talking about the Suns, the Ishbia stuff, it's to show we're not going to stand for this. This is unacceptable.
Mm. Oh, that reminds me. All Don't forget buddy. Griff.
Oh, Griff. Got it. Yeah, dude. Yeah. I completely missed this. I can't wait to see what it was. But so all eyes obviously turned to LeBron James now. He was asked last night if at any point he thought going into the game that this could be his last as a Laker. And he kind of paused and then smirked and said, I'm not going to answer that.
What you make of that?
Nothing. I think it's LeBron being LeBron. I think absolutely
he's got
nothing
a,
of it.
He has a player option?
Mm-hmm.
I can't envision him leaving L.A.
I don't think he's leaving.
But
Bobby,
oh no,
our very good friend, Bobby Marks, tweeted the multiple options for LeBron James. He can opt out and sign a 3-year max deal that would be worth $161.9 million.
Mm.
He can opt in and extend. Same exact duration. That would be good for 164.3.
A little more money, huh?
Yeah, 164.3 million. June 29th is the deadline to exercise his option for next season. He's eligible to extend starting on August 18th. Mm. So he would have to exercises player option, which basically, if memory serves me, it just means he does nothing.
Mm.
He doesn't have to do anything. Like, mm-hmm. It's there. He's not doing anything with it. He's going into next season.
Mm.
But that would have to be with the understanding that on August 18th or around there, free agency would be over by then. He'll sign an extension for 2 more years that will put him at that $164.3 million.
Huh.
The two extendable years will be 54.2 and 58.6.
So,
feels like chump change in today's NBA really for the caliber of LeBron James. But
think about things we're about to talk about later.
When you change teams, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like Steph Curry's numbers would be very different because he's never changed teams.
Yeah, I think that, as crazy as it sounds, I don't think he's leaving. I don't think he's leaving the Lakers. But as crazy as it sounds, things really are lined up for him to play with Bronny.
And according to The Athletic, things are really lined up for him to play with Bronny in Los Angeles.
They are. What if they don't draft him, though? What if somebody else gets him first? And I think that's I think he's leaving the door open for. I don't think he wants to leave the Lakers, but I think he's leaving. He's leaving that door open.
I think that's a conversation that the two entities will have.
Mm.
And to directly respond to what you just said, I don't think there's a scenario where a San Antonio or Orlando or anyone drafts Bronny. And LeBron's like, maybe this is what I need to do. I think there's only two teams where it's interesting.
Hmm.
And it's the two teams with or without Bronny that are going to be interesting. Your New York Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think that's it. And I don't think either one of those, like I would rank both of those at less than 10%. I think LeBron is staying in Los Angeles. I think LeBron finishes his career in Los Angeles.
I think he does, too. I will say that.
Of course, I could see the Warriors drafting Bronny and LeBron going to Golden State.
You know, that's what they're trying to say in the Bay Area.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Bron coming
to
the Warriors.
I'm sure the morning roast was 4 hours of Steph and LeBron and Bronny together.
Steph been plotting. They said Steph, just like he was plotting for Giannis, there has been plotting for Giannis. They're out here plotting, boy.
He might be closer to Giannis than he is.
That would be so embarrassing on Giannis's part. That would be embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't know.
That would be embarrassing on LeBron's part.
It'd be lame on LeBron's part. I don't know if it'd be embarrassing. It'd be lame. You know what my thing would be? You want to play with Steph? I get it. Make Steph come to you. You're LeBron James. This will look like he's... The narratives around LeBron are tough because, mm-hmm. you know, people hate him. He teams with Steph. The people who already don't respect his accolades are going to murder him for that.
Facts.
Stephen A. is going to stream for six straight days. I'm sorry. Stephen A. is going to stream for six straight weeks. And Skip might die on the air. He might scream so much he just dies on the air. Well, be worse than Anthony Davis with a shoulder injury.
Oh, no, AD. AD said,
what did AD?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Do you?
Oh, man.
Are you aware of what?
Hey.
Are you aware?
And then got up and got back in the game.
At any point during that, did you think about what this could sound like for the radio audience?
Well, I mean, hopefully they tune in for longer than maybe they just turned their.
Someone
radio
might
on.
Have just and heard that.
We're doing a radio show.
And I'm just
That's
here.
All we're doing.
All right. Well, you tweeted it. We are radio showing today. My goodness gracious.
You know, I do think I agree with everything you're saying.
I don't even know what I said.
You're saying I think he's going to retire in L.A.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I do believe that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if I'm LeBron, I ain't saying go to Washington, but somebody draft my son. Why not go there? Outside of those two places, like why not?
So if I'm rich,
if Chicago drafted Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
You gonna go there?
You went to LA.
You gonna go there?
You went to the Lakers.
Jordan didn't play in LA.
Yeah. I don't care. People say Kobe better than Jordan.
Okay. Well, that's okay. I don't. Okay. But.
Chicago may be a little tough. But a team like that, they're not the Wizards, right?
But if it's Detroit,
they're Wizards like. I don't know. I ain't saying you got to go there. But Atlanta.
Sacramento.
Well, now we're talking.
Why not? Okay, here's why. Well, no, I'm not going to say here's why. Here's what I'd say if I'm LeBron James having a conversation with Rich Paul. I'm Rich Paul in this conversation. I'm having a discussion with him privately, bringing back conversations that were had on the shop publicly. And you talked about naming him Bronny and the pressure with that. And I'd ask you, is the joy of having that moment with your son worth the pressure you're going to put on him by being on the same team as him? The pressure, Austin Reeves will never feel a greater pressure in his entire career than he feels in these moments right now as a teammate of LeBron James. The same is true for D'Angelo Russell in the past. The same is true for same is probably true for Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Dwayne Wade, big name teammates, and then Mike Millers. Like J.R. Smith, you face no greater pressure. No one has more scrutiny on them day in and day out of an NBA season than LeBron James does. And if something's not going right in LeBron James had like 30, 10, and 9 or something like that. That means we're looking at everything else. Why was this Lakers team only a 7th seed? If Anthony Davis played 76 games, why the hell did this team finish as a 7? You're going to look at everybody else. Do you want to put that pressure on your son? Do you want your final seasons to be centered on whether or not Bronny is playing? Do you want your final seasons to be every interaction, because remember, every interaction you already have with your coach is already, it's scrutinized. Mm-hmm. It's going to be multiplied by 100 if your son is on your team.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be more than what it is today?
What's the most quotable line from LeBron James this year?
The one where he said Bronny could play or something like that with some of these NBA guys?
Right.
Yeah, but.
I think Darvin Ham is scrutinized because he's the Los Angeles Lakers coach, but specifically because he's LeBron James' coach. Mm-hmm. If Bronny is on this team, I think it's amplified. And I ask LeBron, are you comfortable with that? Because if the answer is yes, let's figure out the path. Let's figure out the absolutely no ways. Let's figure out the let's have a conversations. Mm-hmm. And let's figure out what do we have to do to make the money work. Those are the tiers of teams. No way, can't do it. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. Let's make this happen. Also understand you're not making $51 million. Mm-hmm. You're not making $49 million. We can probably keep you out of the league minimum, but depending on what team we're talking about, a mid-level exception could be potentially possible. Are you, as the face of this league still, comfortable doing that?
Why would he get a mid-level exception?
Well, not every team is going to have the money to offer him. Like, again, we're talking about Bronny mm-hmm. being the centerpiece mm-hmm. of all of this. Not every team. Again, the You're absolutely right. yeah. let's make it happens, mm-hmm. the let's have a conversations, the let's have a conversation teams might have some money to deal with. Mm-hmm. The absolutely not, some of those teams have monies.
Those are the, well, I think also part of the absolutely nots would be the teams that don't have no money. Like I'm not sure.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
if
Phoenix
ain't right. got no money, like, well, no.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that ain't happening. I would
And if LeBron is comfortable with all of that, and that and playing with his son matters to him more than all of those optics, then so be it.
See, I would go on the side of I don't believe the scrutiny, the attention can get any higher than it is. Right now, I'm LeBron James. Not only am I LeBron James, but I played for the Los Angeles Lakers.
But that's on LeBron. Now you're factoring in Bronny. Now you're factoring in his son.
I don't think you can get any higher on Bronny. What, just because Brian Windhorst is there now? Brian Windhorst was at Sierra Canyon games.
No, I understand.
Drake and all these other guys were showing up to his games.
Yeah, but what was he doing there?
He was playing.
Yeah, he was hooping. He was playing well.
It was at SC, but here, too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but what was he doing there?
Playing-ish.
USC was a means to an end. It was essentially something he had to do. Mm-hmm. Coming off of a heart stoppage. Oh, by the way, mm-hmm. kid's heart stopped. Mm-hmm. Like, very literally. Mm-hmm. I think the scrutiny of this is going to be significantly greater.
I don't know. I don't think so, man.
I
don't know.
I disagree.
I don't know how much higher it could get. Like, what are we talking about?
Every move he made at Sierra Canyon wasn't documented. Every move, a lot of them were. Every move he made at USC wasn't documented. A lot of them were. Everything he does in the association, if LeBron James is on his team, is going to be documented.
By, like, who, though?
Every
Tim Bontemps is now, because he's involved, it's
well,
going to be different?
Well, don't. No, but if you want to keep naming them, you can, because it's not one of them. It's all of them. It's not Windhorst at Sierra Canyon. It's Windhorst, Bontemps, Skip, Keyshawn, everyone who has a radio show in that city, everyone who has a national radio show. They're all there for this. And given the fact that the LeBron's last title was the bubble title, they're looking at it with an extra level of scrutiny. They're wondering, did LeBron walk away from a chance to win a title to play with his son? Is his son actually going to play? What's the end game in all of this? LeBron wasn't even a prospect. Bronny wasn't even a prospect. Did this team, you know, what sort of wink-wink deals were done? Like, there's like a million questions that will be asked because Bronny and LeBron are together. Whether the questions are fair, logical, whatever, like, they're going to be asked. LeBron is the driving force in so much of sports media. I don't know this to be true. I don't know how this stuff works. But I hear things about how stuff works at The Athletic. Mm-hmm. And as writers, you have to have a certain level. I don't know if it's you have to have, but you have, like, you know how salespeople have, like, quotas that they have to meet?
Mm-hmm.
Writers are similar, from what I understand, at some of these pay-for-the-site entities like The Athletic.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the writers who we're friends with can post super in-depth articles on the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Sacramento Kings, the Clippers, and they're all fine. You can meet your quota for a year by posting a LeBron James article. Because not only are fans reading it, every producer's reading it, every host is reading it, everyone in sports media is reading it, because they're content on LeBron creates content on LeBron. Mm-hmm. Now you're factoring in Bronny. I'm going to go so far as to say it's multiplied by two, but yeah, it's in my opinion, it's creating an entirely different level of coverage. And it's also the winding down, and I don't know exactly what that means. You're in the final years of LeBron James's career. Mm-hmm. Now, whether the final years are 3, 4, 2, or 1, it's still, he's played 20. You're still in the final years.
Right.
He's still playing an edit. LeBron's scoring 19 points per game next year. Mm-hmm. Well, he's just focused too much on his son. He's just... We're just watching the end of one of the greats here. Michael would never do it. He'd run Marcus over if he had to. That's what you'd be dealing with. You know that's what you'd be dealing with.
I understand that, but my whole argument is it's nothing they hadn't seen before.
I just think you're wrong in that. I think I disagree. I disagree.
Yeah, it's the same people. They're just going to have different talking points. It's the same people.
But now you're involving your son.
And with,
like, and if you're LeBron, to a certain degree, you are in full control of this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're willing to invite that, and your son is willing to go through that, so be it. Let it go. You're a basketball player. Mm-hmm. You're a father above everything else. What to you, LeBron, is the best move as a father? What is the best move for your son? And if it's to play with him, do it.
Yeah.
And do it here.
And definitely do it here. Look, we'll be nice. I'll make sure all these people stay away from here.
We will block Tim Bontemps' admission. Oh, that'll be great trying to get credentials next year.
Oh, man.
Sorry, D'Lo and Kate. You, James, Kyle, none of you can come because Winhurst is here. Bontemps is here. Keyshawn is here. Dan Orlowski is here.
Dan Orlowski. He looks nice today.
He looks better today than he did at the draft.
He looks nice. He's fitted. He fitted today.
Nice casual t-shirt with the dark linen looking jacket over it. It looks good. I always forget that brother's name, but he looks great every time
he's
on TV.
I always forget him too.
Never remember his name.
I always forget him too. Very, very well dressed. Yeah. Like I said,
he also did his makeup very well. Either that or he's got a hell of an exfoliation bar.
I don't know.
Because he looks like he's got the pretty filter on. Like, his skin looks hella smooth.
He does. I don't think if they did all this, I just don't think 5 years later, Bronny or Bron would be like, damn, I didn't think it'd be like this.
I think they'll be prepared for it. I just think it'll be a lot. Mm. That's all.
Well, like you said, doing Sacramento.
And I don't have a problem with that, except for the fact I don't think the Kings would credential us anymore. Got Winhurst staying next door to you in Elk Grove.
They'd have us in those.
Be insider row with Casey, Winhurst, and Chris Haynes.
They'd have us. They'd have us back over there with Cattles for the games.
Well, Cattles ain't even here no more, so. Cattles moved back east to be with his family.
Oh, man. Do you, the question that was floating around, I'll ask you too. What do you give LeBron's grade for his LA tenure?
Ooh. He's got. New Kings insider Dave McMenamin.
Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
The resume reads real quick. Yep. Let me get to it. The resume reads 2019 missed the playoffs, 2020 championship, 2021 first round exit, 2022 missed the playoffs, 2023 swept in the conference finals, 2024, lost in the first round. I gave it a B minus, and that might have been a little unfair because there is a championship in there.
Those are, yeah. I feel like LeBron James is an A. His stint with the Lakers is probably the worst of the technically four.
Yeah, definitely. Because
it's two Cavs, Miami, and the Lakers. So it's the worst of the three, or the worst of the four, excuse me.
Even in the first Cavs.
But I feel like he's extraordinary. Yeah. He
missed the playoffs once, I think. Maybe twice.
I think his first 2 years. He missed it his first 2 years.
And then I don't think he ever got bounced in the first round.
Not with Cleveland. In fact, I don't think he did. He didn't whip Miami.
No.
It didn't happen until L.A. Luke Walton.
Oh.
Didn't even make the playoffs.
Wow.
Luke Walton ruined LeBron James. I was just kidding, Luke. That's not true. Luke, I don't believe that to be true. You didn't ruin LeBron James. That's tough. I'd give LeBron James the player an A because of the way he plays, but like I get it. Probably not. It's a B.
Yeah. The missing of the playoffs twice is tough.
Well, I
wish you'd tell the whole story.
19, he got hurt in December.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, he did.
What was the other
missing
one?
The playoffs is kind of tough though. Like you, it's. That's
we'll try
that's
doing it 15
eye.
Years in a row, pal.
Well, I'm just saying that's a little bit of a black eye on the resume, missing the playoffs.
What's the second one again?
The second one was a championship.
No. I'm sorry. He missed the playoffs twice.
Missed the playoffs twice. Two first round exits.
What was the second one though? He
the second year?
Did he get no? The second time he missed the playoffs.
Oh, I'm saying not here in L.A.
Just
in general.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay.
No, he missed the playoffs once in L.A.
I got you.
And
okay, I'm sorry.
A couple of first-round exits. I'm sorry. He did miss the playoffs twice. He missed it in 2022. He did miss it. That's right. He did miss it in 2022.
Okay.
I forgot about
that.
Did
they lose a plan?
So he missed three times. No, I don't.
Okay, now you're confusing me.
I don't think they got in the play-in.
Trista joins us. We'll look this up.
Man, they just flat out missed it in 2022. Not even in the play-in. He had some injuries going on too. Because I think that's the year. Remember, he hurt his ankle, and he made sure he scored 10 points before he left with the ankle injury. Oh. I think that was that year.
Yeah, I remember that. Trista Crick joins us, probably live from I don't know where. We'll find out. She's in New York, though. We'll talk to her next here on ESPN 1320.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Watch the show live or on demand on Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook. Now, back to D'Lo and KC, presented by Sky River Casino.
All right, Trista Crick going to join us.
I'm just reading what Donnie's got to say. Real quick.
Don showed up at 2 because he's got some smoke for Trista Crick.
And he asked, have we discussed Euphoria at all today? The first hour of the show was us discussing
Euphoria. We abandoned our whole format to discuss Euphoria in depth.
The Lakers missed in 2022. Carmelo, and most notably here in Sacramento, Malik Monk was on that team. I forgot. So
are we at 2?
2 in L.A.
2 in L.A., okay. Yeah.
2 in L.A., so.
Man, that's tough.
I give it a B-.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Don is our guy, so I do want to address him. You can't rewind it. Like, you didn't miss it. It's there. You could just rewind back to the beginning of the show. Well, our show.
And, I mean, look. And that,
of course,
that,
he wants to yell at Trista.
That actually happens because Ben just checked in and said, the latest Kendrick felt like a Papa Doc would have responded at the end of 8 Mile.
That's on brand. He's about an hour and some change late. Ben, I think, hates everything.
Well, dope ones. I know you're a busy dude, man, but we got a couple minutes before Trista taps in, man. Hit the line, man. Hit the line. Dope ones. Hit the line. 916-909-1320. Hit the line.
I think I know where Donnie going.
Oh, I know where he going, too. Donnie our age, so I know where he going.
Yeah, man, boy. It'd be nice if we had a podcast to discuss such instances. Donnie
nice
busy.
We had
I don't
another
even
hour in a day.
I don't even hour like one.
Yeah, hour
seven.
Yeah.
Odyssey would probably just try to make us work.
Oh, room for another show. Well, how about the Eagle guys?
Abe's already like, can't you guys do the mornings at 98 Rock?
I did say that.
Everyone who's ever been put there just goes belly up. Can you guys go do it? See, look, Donnie ain't even got time to call us, much less do a podcast. Man. You see that, man?
Man, too much going on, man. He might be with Spike right now getting ready to go to the Garden.
He's probably not even here.
That's probably what he's doing. Hey, he with Spike. He's Spike headed to the Garden.
Worldwide dope ones. I don't know what it is. Worldwide dope ones. TK going to join us. A couple of things on, because we were talking about LeBron. The Lakers specifically. I saw this tweet. Since Phil Jackson retired, the Lakers have won more series in the bubble, 4, than all other seasons combined, 3.
Oof.
And that was 12 years ago, I think the number was, that Phil retired.
Yeah, jeez, it's been that long.
So they won 4 series in 2020. And 3 every other year.
Wow.
Poverty. That's crazy.
Poverty franchise.
Well.
what would you do if you were Genie, Pelinka, like with this Lakers? Like, it, to me, it's clear that this iteration of the Lakers and the way they're trying to put things together.
With Anthony Davis?
Yeah, it's not good enough.
Well, I think it was always fair to reserve judgment, but yeah, like AD played 76 games. He played 76 games and got to a 7th seed. Like they looked, and it took a top 7-8 record in the league in the final 2 months to get that.
Yeah.
So, and it took Malik Monk being hurt. Come on, let's be honest.
Well, there's that too.
So, I don't know how, if I'm Rob Pelinka or Jeannie Buss, that I argue against moving on from Anthony Davis. With one exception, you ask, what would I do? Mm-hmm. This is how it starts, whether I'm Jeannie or I'm Rob Pelinka. Hi, Bron. What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Because the fact is, we want, above all else, the Los Angeles Lakers are a business. Our business is to win championships, mm-hmm. but we are a business. Our business starts with you. Mm. What would you like to do? What can we do to convince you to stay? You want max money? We got max money. Yeah. You want the extra $3 million by keeping your final year and extending? You got it. We'll do that. You want us to draft Bronny? We'll do everything we can. We got to field a solid team. We think the best move is to move on from Anthony Davis. Do we have your – might be the only player in the entire league I say this to. Do we have your blessings to construct this team?
Tribal Chief, way, do we have your blessings?
I'm serious. Like, if we trade Anthony Davis, if we're able to get something for Anthony Davis that we believe makes this team better, are you okay with that? We don't want to sign you here under false pretenses. If you want Anthony Davis to stay here, we'll stay that. We'll keep him here. Just understand, I think that caps us as to what we can do with the team. The Lakers are in a very difficult spot here in that you probably have to choose between LeBron James and constructing a team to win a title. Mm. Because no one talks about this because of, you know, the tragedy of early 2020. Mm-hmm. Kobe is loved and revered and all of that stuff now. Kobe, no one wanted to play with Kobe at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, between injuries, between his hyper-focus, mm-hmm. injuries, declining skill, all of those different things, like he was a bear of a teammate. I think LeBron is a bear of a teammate without the declining skills. Hmm. And I'm not sure, even with the lights of Los Angeles, how attractive Los Angeles is as a destination for the next couple of years. Hmm. I don't know that playing with LeBron James outside of a young kid going, I want to play with my hero. Yeah. I don't know that carries the same weight that it might have in 2010. And not because of skill declining, but because the pressure to win a title in LeBron's final years is going to be astronomical. Yeah. Like, LeBron's under pressure to win a title every single year. Mm-hmm. And it's like, LeBron is the only player. No one's calling Steph Curry a failure. LeBron's
He's the best player of the year.
LeBron's a failure today. Mm-hmm. And LeBron has looked at every year LeBron James doesn't win a title, he has failed. And that's we were talking about this with Bronny and all of those situations. That's a lot for Austin Reeves to deal with. That's a lot for Malik Monk to deal with. That's a lot for prospective teammates and free agents to deal with. That on a team that might not be that good, mm-hmm. with OKC and Minnesota and Denver and Sacramento, right. I might go try my hand in, you know, New York or somewhere else.
What do you say about us being, you know, overreactionary to what happened in this series when we talk about the Lakers? Because they did take on the defending champs and a lot of people's favorite to win it again. And you see that crazy stat where the Lakers led in the series. It doesn't matter because they didn't lead when the clock hit zero. But they led like 165 of the minutes compared to like 75 of the minutes for the Nuggets.
Oh, I didn't see that stat. The stat I heard this morning, which makes sense, was they led every game at halftime.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm trying to find it. But it was something to the effect that they led 165. Here it is. Damn, it's even worse. On-court timing, 165 minutes, the Lakers led 59 for the Nuggets. Mm. 16 minutes, both teams were tied.
Wow.
So I say all that to say, like, are we making too much of, like, this team isn't good enough to do anything and they need to break it up?
Well, no, because I don't think, unless I misunderstood your question, it's not this team isn't good enough to do anything. It's that they're not good enough to win a championship.
If they, well.
Like, you can get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You can, clearly, you can get to the playoffs. Can mm-hmm. you win a championship? Mm-hmm. You couldn't beat Denver. All right, tough draw. Who knew that the seventh seed, as you said, would have to play a tough team? But could they beat Minnesota? Could they beat Oklahoma City? Mm-hmm.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.